Hey everyone, it's Kay. If you're loving True Crime Couple, you need to check out the new podcast, Crime House, True Crime Stories. Every Monday, you'll go on an in-depth journey through two of the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all connected by a common theme. From notorious serial killers to chilling disappearances and tragic murders, Crime House True Crime Stories is bringing you the defining events that shaped true crime, both past and present. Whether it's the Manson family murders, the kidnapping of Patty Hearst, or the thrilling escape of a man known as the Last Great Train Robber, these are stories you don't want to miss. And now I'm excited to share an episode of Crime House True Crime Stories with you now. So check out this episode.
There are some true crime stories out there that we can never forget. Whether it happened yesterday or a century ago, the details stay with us, creating a lasting impression that never fades. On Crime House, the show, those are the stories we're telling. Every Monday, we'll tackle multiple true crime cases from that week in crime history, tied together by a theme. Think of us as your true crime calendar, telling you stories that occurred that week in true crime history. The murder of Gabby Petito, the Elizabeth Smart kidnapping, the Heaven's Gate mass suicide. These are just a few of the unbelievable events we'll be covering on Crime House, the show. Crime House, the show is a Crime House original powered by Pave Studios. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow wherever you get your podcasts. Check out this clip. During the week of February 3rd, 1974, 19-year-old Patty Hearst was taken from her home by a violent group of self-described revolutionaries. Almost three decades later, in 2003, another shocking abduction haunted the nation when the composite sketch of 14-year-old Elizabeth Smart's abductor was released to the public. Today, we'll dive into both of these notorious true crime cases, making this week's theme kidnappings. It was around 9 p.m. on February 4th, 1974. 19-year-old college student Patty Hearst was at her apartment in Berkeley, California, with her fiancé, 26-year-old Stephen Weed. As they settled in for the night, there was an unexpected knock on the door. Stephen and Patty found it odd. It was getting late and they weren't expecting anyone. Berkeley was a college town, though. It was entirely possible that it was just a friend dropping by. So Stephen went to answer the door, Patty following behind him. They didn't have a window or peephole to see who it was, so Stephen cracked the door. It was a woman neither of them knew. The stranger claimed she'd accidentally backed her car into theirs and asked if she could use their phone. Patty wasn't happy about that. She turned and headed back towards the living room, leaving Stephen to figure it out. A moment later, there was a loud noise as the woman and two men barged their way into the apartment. They were all carrying weapons. They beat Stephen until he was barely conscious, then tied Patty up and carried her outside. After a brief struggle, they forced her into the trunk of her car and sped away. Patty had no idea what they wanted or where they were taking her, but she was pretty sure she knew why she'd been targeted. Her name. The kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart had a huge impact on the Salt Lake City community and the entire nation. It was the sort of thing that just didn't seem possible. The Smarts were a big, tight-knit religious family who lived in an affluent neighborhood. Elizabeth's parents, Ed and Lois, had six kids, two girls and four boys. The night of June 4th, 2002, Lois Smart was feeling a bit distracted. She burned some potatoes while cooking and opened a kitchen window to air it out. When the family went to sleep, she forgot to shut the window. That night, 14-year-old Elizabeth and her 9-year-old sister, Mary Catherine, read the book Ella Enchanted in the bed they shared together. After a while, they drifted off to sleep. When Elizabeth woke up, it was still dark. She was disoriented, but instantly knew what had woken her. There was a cold knife pressed against her throat. A male voice told Elizabeth to get out of bed and threatened to kill her and her family if she tried anything. Elizabeth could feel her sister sleeping next to her and was terrified of what the man would do to Mary Catherine if Elizabeth screamed. So she let the intruder lead her out of her room, then through the front door and into the night. Crime House, the show, is a Crime House original powered by Pave Studios. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House Studios original now. New episodes drop every Monday. Again, that's Crime House True Crime Stories. Follow now wherever you get your podcasts.